I have a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old, and we had very minimal Kidz Bop in our household. But I know that this was a Sunday staple for a long time, and I'm glad that here in 2024 we have some new offerings.
Yeah, we have a brand new Kidz Bop, Kidz Bop 2024, which, to quickly set it up, it's a compilation of songs, popular songs that have been covered by a collection of kids here locally. It's a local effort. And yeah, every 8 months or so, they'll grab the top hits and throw them out there. And yeah, so we have Kidz Bop 2024 to review. And I found about 9 songs that require a look-see, because the thing that always jumped out to Mino and I was the fact that some of these songs featured lyrics that perhaps were a bit too risque for your average kid. Mm-hmm. So you have to go in and change them. And what they would change them to always cracked us up. So
something to relate to little kids.
Yeah, there's normally some kind of tie-in to a kid. Sometimes they just go completely off the walls because they don't know what to do. But that was a...
Yeah, they might change hose to Oreos.
But let's start here with a song from Olivia Rodrigo. This is a song of hers called Vampire, and you'll hear towards the end of this cut what had to be changed.
I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw different parts, you sunk your teeth into me. You're a bloodsucker, fame for letting me dry like a damn vampire.
So she says, blood sucker, fame effer, bleeding me dry like a G-dang vampire.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously the F word they're going to change.
Uh-huh.
The one they play on the radio is not that bad.
What do they change it to on the radio?
You don't hear the effer, but you hear the GD vampire.
Okay, so they just bleep it out, basically. It's not, they don't change the lyric
to
it.
They just mute out the GD, but my daughter sings right along.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I don't say anything.
Okay. Go. Cool dad.
It's the lyric.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Cool dad. It's art.
All right, well,
I'll say they say fame lover.
Not bad.
That's not a bad substitution.
Good job.
That's pretty good.
Dream
pretty
Crusher
creative.
Is what we went
like,
with.
If that's
there.
What she originally rolled out with, I don't think it would take away from the song at all.
Same.
No, I don't think
some
so.
Some of them will just make no sense. And you can tell they're just reaching.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good.
Yeah, we've been efforting to get a writer for Kidz Bop on our show for a long time, but they usually tell us no.
Nah, we don't want to do that.
Here is a song from Morgan Wallen.
Uh-oh.
This is not the video that they decided to cover.
Morgan Wallen, the country singer that has used the N-word before.
Yet somehow he's still very
really famous.
Yeah. He bottomed out harder than Randy Travis, but then skyrocketed back up. Well, this is from his song Last Night, and there's a couple things wrong with this clip.
Was I last night? I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip.
Yeah. So he says, I kiss your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth.
Okay, they're gonna change bottle of Jack.
Yeah,
I think they'll go the Matt Birmingham angle and say,
boost
box of Apple Jacks.
Okay. Also, just know that you're not going to have kids say, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips.
Okay, that too.
That's got to go as well.
No way it was the last night.
I love your smile. If you ask me to, I will walk a while.
Last bottle of pop, we're splitting it.
Just talking about life, going sip for sip.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so they
bottle of pop.
Pop. So they probably live in Minnesota or somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, bottle of pop.
Pop.
Yeah, they changed a lot in that one because they changed like kiss your lips to I love your smile, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips to if you ask me to, I would walk a while. So just completely changed that one.
Okay.
And then last bottle
hey,
of
Jack. Hey, why don't you go walk a little bit?
Yeah.
Walk this just off. Walk.
Instead of last bottle
walk
of
down
Jack,
the hall and back. Walk
last bottle of Jack, pop. We split a fifth to last bottle of pop, we split in it.
Splitting it.
All right, this is this one I found hilarious. This is from Miley Cyrus's Used to Be Young. There's one line in particular here, one word actually, that needs to be changed.
Ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts and gone way too far.
So bars?
She references, turns out, open bars, which your average 12-year-old is not taking part in.
You know, they go to a wedding, there might be an open bar. It's not that bad.
They're going to change it to watching shooting stars.
It's worse.
Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out monkey bars led to broken hearts.
Hell yeah.
Way too far.
They just
I
went,
love it. Monkey bars.
Turns out
okay.
Monkey bars. Well, that's the only kind of bars kids knows, the ones on the playground.
So they kept bars in, but just
and go to monkey bars instead of open bars. All right, and the last song here has a couple of cuts because every single album they put one song on there. Well, I will say probably could have just left that one out entirely. Okay. You had to do too much work. Well, the one for this album is Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red.
Really?
Oh,
which
no.
I think is a good song.
We love Doja Cat.
I like Doge.
But there are a multitude of things that had to be changed there. We start with this one. So, she the devil. She a bad little bitch. She a rebel.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All that's got to go.
Yep.
Really?
Can't leave. Probably won't leave in devil.
Get the property bros in here.
I mean, if you want to let your daughter sing it, go ahead. It's lyrics after all.
True.
So just went from she's a devil to she's trouble. And instead of a bad little bitch, just put she's a bad
monkey
little
bitch.
One. All right. The second one here. I guess I had never heard the lyrics of this song proper before, but there is a line here that I definitely had to cut out.
Said my happiness is all of your misery. I put good God in my kidneys.
Whoa.
This one gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no shit without penalties. Bitch, I'm in your shit if you suffer me. I'm going to...
Okay, the so kidney the, line is...
All right.
She says, I
so
put...
So Kids Bop's like, all right, this is the one.
This is the gauntlet.
This is a challenge.
She put, I put good D in all my kidneys.
Mark.
Yeah.
All right, how did Kids Bop change? Oh, and there's cursing at the end, too, that, yeah, that had to go, but...
My happiness is none of this misery. With no jealousy, that illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without misery. They just want my love and my energy. You can't say a thing without penalties. Yeah, I'm in your mind if you send for me.
So they changed, I put good D in all my kidneys to, I got good luck on all my journeys.
Lame.
Yeah, but they're just kids, bro. They're just kids. One more quick one here from that song, the last one. This is, one thing that she mentions that you probably don't want a kid to say.
Really are that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is sore. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what I ain't seen the horse.
So demon.
Yeah, demon lord, my
You think they're going to have kids say I'm a demon lord?
Really are that we looking for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. That ain't dumb, but the questions are. I've been here before.
All right.
Just go to, I've been here before.
Okay. It's tame.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty tame. Not too crazy.
There's a look at Kids Bop 2024.
Thank you, Justin.